Good morning and greetings again in Jesus' precious name. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I hope you're being inspired. That's my desire, to inspire you and encourage you in the kingdom and in the Word of God, that you can go forth and conquer for the Lord Jesus, that your life would be victorious and you can shine the light to the glory of God. It's not about me. It's not about my church. It's not about any person. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and about serving Him in truth. We've been talking about our eyes this week and the importance of our physical eyes, the importance of spiritual eyesight, and then we've been talking about what hinders spiritual eyesight. Yesterday, we talked about self-righteousness, how that is blinding. Today, I'm going to speak against sin and share how sin will blind us, and more specifically, the sin of immorality. And I'm sure you very well know that in our day, there's just a flood of immorality. The world has fallen headlong into just a disgusting, wicked, immoral lifestyle. And the technology age that we're in that has really propelled it along, and it continues to do so as the internet is more and more available and streamlined, and it's not just in that, it's in bulk, it's everywhere. The society we live in is penetrated with immorality. And may God help us to hate the sin and to live free from it and to shine the light, to raise a standard in this day that we live in. I'm told that it's only maybe 60 or 70 years, and if a man divorced his wife, he would not have wanted to tell people about it. He would have wanted nobody to know about it if there was a stigma on his life if he left his wife. And just a few generations later, it is so rampant. It is everywhere. Men and women divorcing, remarrying, divorcing, and marrying again. And now there's a lot of living together without being married. They don't want to go through the hassle and the commitment and then the trouble of breaking up again. We live in a greatly degraded society. May God help us. I want to read in Job 31, 1 to 12, and hope that we encourage with the testimony of Job. Job 31, 1 to 12, Job said, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? And remember, God's own testimony about Job is that he was a perfect man walking before him in a perfect way. And this is part of it. He had made a covenant with his eyes that he's not going to look upon a maid in lust. He goes on, for what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? He is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity. My friend, may we remember that this world in all its wickedness will be destroyed. It will be punished, and it will not be that far in the distance. Continue reading. Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my feet have hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. If my step has turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes, and if any blot has cleaved to mine hand. Interesting, he talks about his heart walking after his eyes, and that's so much what happens if we look upon a lustful picture or a lustful person, and we keep looking and we think about it. Our hearts will walk after our eyes. May we guard our eyes. Then let me sow and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out if mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife climb into another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is an heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumeth to destruction, and would root out all mine increase. Very wise, Job. It's a fire that consumes to destruction. It is a heinous crime. Oh, may we be free from this sin. And I want to acknowledge and confess that I have been very guilty of this in times past. I have not walked free from this sin in times past. And, you know, I'm a man. My blood is red, just like yours. And, you know, I'm not above you, certainly. But I you know, there's victory. I'm walking in victory, and I want you to be able to as well. And if you are, then I want you to open your mouth and learn and help others in this area. It seems like invariably when someone falls into moral sin, very soon they think it's not that bad. They think it's justifiable. They think that even God will understand. They think that surely it's not worthy of judgment. Look around, everybody, from the lustful religious hypocrite that is immoral. On the inside, everything might look that right on the outside. Everybody from that to all the way to the same-sex community and everything in between, they justify it. Excuse me. They justify their sin. They feel like God won't judge them. They want God to accept it. And they get angry with people that remind them that God would judge them. Our eyes are made for helping us be discerning. You know, we open our eyes, then we can see what's safe, what's not safe, what's good, what's bad, and we can walk circumspectly. We cannot walk circumspectly if we aren't inspecting our surroundings with our eyes. Excuse me, my voice isn't the greatest this morning. So, if our eyes are made for discerning, and then we fill our eyes with sinful, lustful things, and we're not being discerning, that discernment very quickly gets taken away. And people are deceived everywhere because they don't use their eyes for discernment, but rather for lust. Romans 1 talks of those that fall into great sin and perverseness and are not thankful and they don't love God. How God gives them over to a reprobate mind. And that happens all around us. I don't know who you are, but if you're a husband, I want to encourage you to love your wife. Love your wife specifically. Singularly. Ephesians 5 talks of husbands loving your wives. It says, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. How did Jesus love the church? He loves the church so specifically, so genuinely, so greatly, that he gave himself for us while we were yet in sin, while we were very unlovely and unlovable. He loved us anyway and gave himself for us. If we only love our wives in this way, what great revival there will be.
How many sins, how many broken homes will be avoided? Don't think, okay, if you're not married, if you're a man and you're not married, don't think getting married will solve your sin problem. It won't. If you wallow around in lust, getting married won't solve that in itself. Only God can take away our sin. Only God can give us victory. Oftentimes, young men are, they have a great sexual drive at an early age, or I should say at an age a little before they would get married. And I think God designed this for a purpose. If we can overcome our desires and live in a pure and holy way when we're young, then we're getting ready to get married and have a blissful married life. Okay, whoever you are, if you're in this sin, I will tell you that to fast and pray is of a must if you're going to get victory. You can pray and God will want to help you, but fasting and praying is much more effective. Fasting is very disciplinary to the flesh. It's very contrary to what our flesh wants to do. And so is when we're addicted to immorality. Then also, we need to use great discipline and oppose the flesh, fight against the flesh. So, it goes together. If we can't control our eating, chances are we can't control ourselves in this matter, in being moral and upright. But if we're temperate in all areas, then we're surely temperate in the moral area as well. Again, if you are walking in victory, please, my friend, open your mouth and warn and help others. Don't just be quiet about it. We need to bring things out in the open. I'm going a little long this morning. I hope you excuse me. But I want to give you this little illustration yet. Our basement in our house. Our house is an old farmhouse, old stone building, and the basement is damp and dark. And it's a haven for mold and for bacteria and bad things. What we need to do is get some light down there, get some fresh air down there, and do some things. We have to work with it to prevent the mold from growing. But just like this mold, the evil sin of immorality grows it grows and it flourishes in darkness and needs to be brought to the light. Don't imagine that keeping things in the dark, that there's help be gotten there. It needs to be confessed, brought to the light, and we need to encourage each other in doing this. God bless you. If you have anything to share with me, or if you need somebody to pray for you or to help you, I'd be happy to spend some time with you. You can press 099 to leave a message if you care to, and I'll also give you my phone number. That's 717-406-6690, and feel free to call me. Again, that's 717-406-6690. God bless you. Have a good day in the Lord.